Okay, Rabbi Katzen's being familiar to many of us in the room. Silver Spring, to Shar HaTorah in Queens, to Deal, New Jersey, and to Max Amon for making the shidduch. We look forward to hearing different chizuk from Rabbi Katzen, who's been around for and in the world of chizuk for 45 years. And we're just going to get a glimpse into that chizuk and chizuk and musr.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share a few words together with you. I always feel that one of the key things that need chinuch, that need chizuk, is Shabbos. So I want to speak just a few minutes about Shabbos. Gemara tells us that bichni sasai Uvi Yitziyoso, on the way in and on the way out, Shabbos needs Kiddusha, holiness. Now, we find in Pashas Kisisa, the Pasuk tells us, Os he, it's a sign, Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael, between me and the Jewish people. And therefore, there's an Or HaChaim that I must be honest with you, I think about almost every Friday night, walking home. And the Or HaChaim says, unbelievable words. He said, the Ein Zaritanu, there are no strangers allowed in this connection. And it says there that it's such a high level that even angels have no position in our gathering of Shabbos. So when we come home Friday night and we make Kiddush and we bring the Kedusha, the holiness into our house, we find that the Or HaChaim tells us, and that's how many understand it, that we say Shalom Aleichem, we speak great words to the angels that come to our house, they put their hands on our head, and they give us a blessing that removes all the averis of the week. And then we say to them, I would love you to stay, but it's too high a level. It's beyond, as the Or HaChaim tells us, Shehi l'mailo me'olam ha'malochim. It's above the concept of what angels have. And that's one of the reasons why we say, Seischem l'sholem. Thank you for giving it. Thank you for coming. But what can I do? It's too high level. And therefore we say, Seischem l'sholem. I still hear Rav Hutna Zatzal learning a piece of Gemara. And I want to share the Gemara with you. It's a Gemara about Havdalah, on the going out of Shabbos. The Gemara says that we should have either 3 or 7 Havdalahs in it. So the Gemara says, okay, let's have 3. Okay, what should we put in? Hamavdil, the one who separates, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, ben Or l'choshech, ben Yisrael l'amim. The one who separates between light and darkness, between holy and mundane, wait a second. That means you never mentioned the word about Shabbos. So in Havdalah, what we would normally say, if I come and I ask a regular person, what is Havdalah? And he will tell me, it's saying Shabbos is over. But that's not the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anything like that. The Gemara says, that's Havdalah. So the Gemara asks him, why do you put in this line called Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Yisrei HaMaaseh, between the 7th day and all the other days of the week? So Gemara answers, just because we want to connect it to the bracha, but it really doesn't belong. So then what is Havdalah? So Rav Hutna would explain the following. If you look in all the Havdalahs that are there in Chumash, we'll see that they are separating. But if you look at the very beginning, on the first day of creation, and when it says on the first day that Hashem was Mavdil, and Rashi there says a very interesting concept. And Rashi says that there was so much Kedusha, so much holiness, that they had to put it away for tzaddikim, for the righteous in the world to come. So therefore, Havdalah, the way Rashi's learning is, Geniza, putting it away. So therefore, when we make Havdalah, what we're really doing is taking this holiness that we had as we came into Shabbos, and we have it with us, Shabbos, we are putting it away till next week when we're able to experience it again. This holiness of that original setting in which Shabbos was there. And it's such a very interesting thing. The good rabbi gave me only a limited amount of time, so I don't want to do this to you. But if you get a chance and you look at the beginning of the 6 days of creation, you will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shabbos that our minds are different minds. You look in the Ebenezer, you look at the other Rishonim, that the mind is a broader, much deeper mind on Shabbos than it is during the week with different people. In fact, many great people, when they were learning and they had difficulties during the week, would put it away and then take it out again on Shabbos. Well, Baruch Hashem, it was for many years I was very close with Reb Matusyo Shliti Sherebbe Refuah Shleima, but he would say over very often from his Rebbe, Reb Elia Lapian, that when they learned in Kelm, so the Alter of Kelm was a man who had trouble with the blood and his complexion was very yellow. But when he walked in to the shul, when he walked into the Beis Medrash Friday night, he had a regular complexion. In fact, he had red cheeks because we're not the same people. And therefore, the Kedusha that we have on Shabbos is such a totally different concept of Kedusha that when it comes at the end of Shabbos, we have to put it away. We can't hold on to it. But we wait for next week. As we say during the week, Hayom Yom B'Shabbos, and according to the Ramban, I'm being a Kayema Mitzvah of mentioning Shabbos as I wait for the upcoming Shabbos. Tomorrow night starts what we would call the 3 weeks. Much to be said in our setting and what we need to think about. But if you will look through all of Tanakh, except for maybe one place, you will not find the name Yerushalayim in Tanakh. You will find the name Yerushalayim all over Tehillim. It's Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim. And they ask, why is it Yerushalayim? So Chazal teach us, because when Hashem wanted to name the city, so he said, what should I call it? Shall I call it Yirah Yeira'eh, as Avraham Avinu did after the Akedah? Or should I call it Sholem, as Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem? So the Ben Shom said, this city, Yirah Yeira'eh, is a place where you get love and fear of the Rebbeinu Shom. Sholem, you get Shlemus, you can become a complete being in this great place called Yerushalayim. So we'll call it Yerushalayim. We'll put the two together. So where's the Yud? The Rav Huttner would say many times, that Yud, we put in it. We put it in because the Yud is the letter of the future. And we have such a strong desire to go back home, to go back to the city that's really our home. And therefore, we put that Yud in it to make it Yerushalayim. And it's something that we need to think about as we stand entering into this time, that we need to think about Yerushalayim, think about what the Golus has done to us, and the fact that recently I came to somebody and I told him, if I give you $20,000, and an apartment, would you go to Yerushalayim? So he told me, for Yom Tov? No. I mean, permanent. What? We need to really think. I said to a caller, what are we going to do if Mashiach walks in 20 minutes before the chuppah? I said, I'll tell you what you'll tell him. It took you thousands of years to get here. You can't wait another 20 minutes? We need to think it over. We need to think over our relationship with it as we enter into this very strong moment called the 3 weeks. We need to think about Yerushalayim, think about the effect on us in this strong Golus. Let us hope that the next time we get together, it's in that holy city called Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Thank you very much.